What's that in me? In the night
after. Good morning, everybody. Shalom aleichem. Shalom, shalom. Very good. Excuse me. Okay. Okay, so we saw what we saw. Just try and rebuild the structure that we've built so far, and then we'll end it off. There's not much left here. Want to see where Shmini Atzeres fits into the Marechet, and then we'll have to decide what we're going to do. We started off by showing that Sukkot is a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's part of a Marechet. It's like a stepladder of climbing up and up. We start with Rosh Hashanah. That's the beginning of the process of the Seremei Tshuva, which is Tshuva Miyira. Yira meaning that it comes from outside. That means in the Seremei Tshuva, Hashem's close to us. Not because we went to Him, but because He came to us. Hashem comes down into that Shekhinah. Shekhinah is Shochein. Hashem is Shochein with us. He comes into our world, and as a result of that, we feel very close to Him. That's the Hisoiris of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the Seremei Tshuva. Call to Hashem when He's close. That's a Seremei Tshuva. So that's Tshuva Miyira. Yira meaning it comes from outside. Then you have the 4 days Noki Michet between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Zohar speaks about that big stuff there. I'm going into those 4 days now. Those are very Choshuva days. And then we come to Sukkot. Sukkot, we said, is after we have Shofar on Yom Kippur and the Shechina leaves. We know that the Shechina goes through the 7 Rekiahs going back into Shemayim, and Hashem is, so to speak, whatever it means, He goes further away from us. He's not as close to us as He was during the Seremei Tshuva. Then you get Sukkot, and Sukkot is Tshuva Mi'ava. Ava meaning that it comes from within. Tshuva means we have to do, Sukkot means we have to do the work. We have to take the avoider, how did he put it? Just 1 second. We come with our own koiches. Sukkot, you have to come with your own koiches. You have to take the avoider you did in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the Seremei Tshuva, and you have to build that yourself now. So he put that into a very interesting marechet called Chochmah bin Adas. Chochmah, he defined as that which is the metziut, the facts, the knowledge, the data that you have. That's always Chochmah. Chochmah is just what you know. So that's Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is Bina. Bina is understanding from what you know, implications. Dover mitoich dover. You have some facts, you have Chochmah, and from there you extract new information. The implications, the ramifications, the applications of that knowledge, that's Yom Kippur, that's dealing with Maisim, that's dealing with Chet. Rosh Hashanah is a Metzius. It's a Metzius that Hashem is Melech. Moloch, He rules the world. Yom Kippur is when you understand these ramifications, these implications. If Hashem's the Mani Gabriel, He's the Melech, so there's consequences. But that data, that Marechet of Chochmah and Bina is external. It stays outside of yourself. It doesn't get internalized. We see that because the minute that Yom Kippur is finished, we go back to being what we were before. It stays external. You need something that enables you to bind you to that knowledge, for you to become one with that experience and to make that a part of you so that it can change the way you function. That's Sukkot. Sukkot is Das, and Sukkot is what binds together those two opposing forces of Chochmah, not opposing, they're complementary, but opposite forces, maybe better description. Those opposing forces of opposite forces, not opposing, opposite forces of Chochmah and Bina, they're complementary, but they come together in Das, where they become united as one. And we saw that through a beautiful piece of Torah. I mean, it's worth learning this just for the Shtikl Briska Rov and the application of it. We saw the Rambam says in Magadef, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, which name of Hashem that a Megadif uses in order to be Chayev? Is it Shem Havaya, what we call the Yud Kei Vav Kei, or is it Shem Adnus? So the Machlok is in the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, and the Rambam paskens that whichever one you use, you Chayev. So the Biskrovos said that's a Pela Otsum. What do you mean? The Machlokes, it's either one or the other. It's, how can you be chayv both? If you chayv the one, you're not chayv the other. If you chayv the other, you're not chayv the one. It's impossible to be chayv both. How can you be chayv both? Machlokes, which one you chayv? So the Brisker Omer is a moedik achidish, unbelievable principle. Yeah, in Torah we have something called a ksiv and a kriya. We have something the way the Torah is writes the word, and then the way it's pronounced. Not every word, but there are words in the Torah where we have, you see in your chumash, it tells you that this is the kriya, this is the ksev. One example is nar. It's written in the Loshan nar, but it's spoken. The kriya is nara. Now, those are two different things. A nar and a nar are not the same thing. They're not the same thing. But the Briskerov says, when it comes to the Shem Hashem, you also have a ksev and a kriya. We have the ksev. How do we write the name of Hashem? The yud, and then the vav, and then the hay, and then the yud kei vav kei. Correct? That's how you write it, but that's not how you say it. We don't say that name. Only the Kohen Gadol once a year can say that name the way it's written. We say it Loshen Adnus. So the Ksiv is Loshen Havaya, and the Kriya is Loshen Adnus. So those are two different things. Says the Briskerov, that's a Chiddush of the Rambam. They're exactly the same thing. And therefore, whichever one you begad, if you chayv, because both of them are. Oh, so what was the machlokes in the Gemara Adana? Good question. I'm not going into that now. I don't want to deal with that now. Good question. I haven't heard the Gemara inside. I'm not getting involved there, but that's a nice question. So what was the machlokes? If it's the same thing, why are going to be a machlokes? Okay. But we're dealing with the Rambam, and the Briskerov says that the Rambam says that they're the same thing. When it comes to Shem Hashem, the Ksiv and the Kriya are not two different things like Nava Nara. Yeah, they're exactly the same thing. It means when you make a brocha and you say Baruch Ato Hashem and you loshen adnus, it's no different to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur saying the Shema Mefirash. It's the same thing. The ramifications of that are wild. And on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol said the Shema Mefirash, people fell on their faces. We do a zeichel like that a little bit today. We have the whole taramp, the singing and the ganze story, and then everybody mishtachaves on their little towels or whatever, and that. So when you make a normal brocha, any brocha, you say Loshen Adnus, that's the Kohen Gadol. That's the Kohen, you're the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. You should fall on your face every time you make a brocha. That's what he said. Yeah. Okay. That was just, that for itself is gewaldig. Moidiki inside that. But the Loshen Adnus that we say today is Loshen Havaya. Bayom Ahuyeh Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. On that day, Hashem and his name will be one. You won't be able to see the difference. Then you'll understand that it will all be Loshen Havaya. There will be no other name. That's Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. Today we see them as two different manifestations. But by Yom Ahu, that day, you'll see them as one. And we said that's Gufa Sukkah. That's exactly Sukkah. The word Sukkah, Berem is using a Batria, the word Sukkah is Samachay, the first and the last letter of the word sukkah is gematria loshen adnus, and the chaf and the vav, the two middle letters of loshen sukkah, is gematria 26, which is gematria hovaya. So in the four letters of sukkah, you have both these names of Hashem, and that's what a sukkah is. A sukkah is the schach, that's a tzeled de menusa, that's the shade of imunah. You're sitting mamish kapshutai. Kapshuta, you're sitting in the Shem Hashem. That's where you're sitting. You're sitting in the shade of the two Shemus of Hashem. That's what we said Sukkah is. And that Sukkah has the ability to bind together. That's what Das is. Das is Chibul. It joins together those two opposite forces. And it does it in the most astounding way in the Schach. Al Shema Aschach Koru Sukkah. That means the shade of the Sukkah is the Ikah of the Sukkah. And that is Mamish Loshen Sukkah. Samach Vav Chaf Hei is Gematria Yudke Vav Kei Loshen Adnos, all together wrapped in one. That's unbelievable. Fine. So that's what we said. The work of Sukkahs is your own internal avoider. It's Tshuva Mi'ava, and it's taking the Chochmah and the Bina of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and binding it to you. It becomes one with you, the same way as the two names of Hashem become one. That's the Koyach of Sukkah. The Koyach of Sukkah is to make complementary opposing forces into one. That's what we finished off with yesterday. We mentioned, by the way, that the Chagim of Tishrei are very different to the rest of the Chagim, to the Chagim of Nisan. Nisan, we said, were Chagim, that's Pesach and Shavuos, or Chagim of Ashkofa. We eat imuna, we eat the matzah. The matzah is the bread of imuna, the bread of faith. We eat the imuna, we internalize imuna, we internalize Ashkofa into ourselves. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a mamaisa. It's not enough to know the truth. You actually have to do it. It's not enough to know that speaking Lashon Hora is dangerous. You have to stop speaking Lashon Hora. That's the Sarame Tshuva. You do Tshuva. You stop doing what you were doing. You do what you're supposed to do. You weren't learning enough. You learn more. That's the difference between the Chagim of Nisan and the Chagim of Tishrei. Nisim is building your own inner reality, building the Shkofa, building the Emes, building the Emuna. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is taking that and making that real. He's actually doing it. There was the other yesod we brought down here, that we said Tishrei is a man of Maisim. It's a man of Maisim. And coming to recognize on Sukkot that it's all just Hashem. There is nothing other than Hashem. That he really is the void of Sukkot. He's Einod Nevodoy. He's recognizing whatever you have, whatever you need, whatever you don't have. That's all from Hashem, and Hashem runs the world, and Hashem is one. Okay. So that's where we got up to yesterday. And that's basically everything we've done so far. The Kitzer, like a Rosh of Prokim. Das, we said, was Sukkot, was Leman Yedu Doroseichem. That's how we got to Das being Sukkot. It's Leman Yedu. You need to have Das. Okay. Fine. So now he goes on, just very Bekitzer, he discusses what's in Shmini Atzeres. Where does Shmini Atzeres fit in? Because Mitzad Achad Shmini Atzeres is its own Chag. Mitzad Sheni, it is a Hemshech of Sukkot. So let's see. It's called Shmini Atzeres. It's called the eighth day. It's not day one of a new Chag. It's the eighth day of Sukkot, but it's a Chag on its own. Lachash lemadnu b'chag ha-sukkot sheyesh le'achet es shnei olamos. Now that we've learned that on Chag of Sukkot, our job is to join together, to miyachet through the das, these two worlds. And then we give the simchas, it's the Shmini Atzeres. We get to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. In Chutz La'aretz, they split it into 2 days. Be that as it may, the same idea. The Sukkot, hivinu sheyesh shnei olamos. Yesh olam shel choymireis v'taivas. We understood on Sukkot that there's two worlds. There's the world of Gashmias, of physicality, and Taivas. We need to get the world of Ruchnias to rule over the world of Choymrios. Not to destroy and get rid of Choymrios. On the contrary, that's not a Jewish path. The Jewish spiritual path is not denying the physical. We don't live on a mountaintop monastery and cut ourselves off from all physicality. No. It's allowing the Ruchnias to rule over the physicality. You use the physicality, but you use it for Ruchnias. So that's the avoid of Sukkot, is to get the Ruchnias to be mashlit, to rule over the Ruchnias. Havinu shegam oil ze shaykh lehavaya. Ulechen im namshachnu ledvarim betaylim. We understand that it's relevant to now. And therefore, if we continue with Dvarim Betaylim, his gabono latzmeinu v'alchanu limotayra. We see ourselves being drawn after wasting time and being caught up in all narishkat and whatever. So we strengthen ourselves and we go learn. That's the way to Chag HaSukkot. Sukkot is to allow the Ruchnias to rule over the physicality. That's really the way that you feel you want to go, whatever, tulim and doing a waste of time and nothing. And you decide, no, instead of that, I'm going to learn for 10 minutes before I go out. 15 minutes, I'll learn for 3 hours, whatever, each person according to his own. Whatever he has to do. But that's the void of Sukkot. The void of Sukkot is making the Ruchnias rule over the Gashmias. That's the void. It's not denying the Gashmias. On the contrary, we don't say go sleep outside and don't eat. And no, if there's Suddhas and there's Basavayayin and there's a lot of Maisim, but you do it in a Sukkah, you do it in the shade. The whole void is shade. Shade is nothing. It's an amazing thing. You know that shade, a shadow is nothing. It's nothing. There's no Mitzias of its own. What it does is it tells you that there's something blocking out the light. What is a shadow? A shadow tells you that there's something here, yeah, that's not letting the light through. That's all a shadow is. A shadow is a lack of light. That's all it is. But it tells you that there's something there. If there's a shadow, there must be something. Otherwise, how was there a shadow? So when you're sitting in your sukkah in the shade, you know that there's something making that shade. That's the sukkah. That's the samach vav chafei, which is the yudke vavke loshen atnos, together, bound up all together. That's where you're sitting. So we have to allow that. We have to allow the schach, so to speak, to rule over the physicality. But for sure, to use physicality. Don't run away from the physicality. Just use it correctly. That's the void of sukkahs. To utilize your time and your space correctly. And that's a whole, there's a whole avoid there on its own. That's not a posher thing. That's not simple at all, that how you do that practically and how you work that, and that's avoid a sachayim. B'shmini atzeres, otzru lefonai, stop in front of me, Hashem says. B'yom ze ein shivim umos. There was another thing we mentioned as well, by the way, is that since we bring shivim kabonos on sukkahs, each day in descending order, certain amounts of kabonos, keneged the shivim umos, is to tell you that Hashem's rulership is all the way down to the goyim as well. That's what we learned on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we learned that the Malchus of Hashem is not just for the tzaddikim. The Malchus of Hashem is not just for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, for Stark and Gesund sein. No. Malchus is for the worst, biggest Rosh Jew in the world. The Malchus goes all the way down to the bottom. Hashem's rulership of the world is not just in the upper echelons. It's all the way down, everybody. Achol ma'asecho. Everything, every last drip of the Bria, Hashem's Malchus rules over, even the Goyim. And that's Sukkos. Sukkos is recognizing that Hashem's Shliti is everywhere, even by the Goyim. But on Shmini Atzeres goes one step further than that. There's no Kabbonos for the Goyim anymore. We send the Goyim home. They came for a seven-day festival. We tell them to go home. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Am Yisrael. All that's left on Shmini Atzeres is Hashem and Klal Yisrael. In a shivim parim keneged me, keneged shiva umos. The shivim parim that we bring on sukkah, so keneged the shivim umos. Moshel, the Yalkut says like this, Moshel, the melech basav adam, shenas a suda. He was a king, he made a suda. L'yom acharon omer lo'ivim. On the last day, he said to his beloved ones, to his inner circle, to his close friends, osali suda kadesh ayena mimcho. Let's make a little suda and I'll enjoy you. We'll stay on a little bit longer. On Shemini Atzeres, there's only one world. The work on Sukkos is to join together the two worlds and get the Ruchnis to rule over the Gashmias. That's the avoid of Sukkos. Shemini Atzeres is no avoider like that at all. On Shemini Atzeres, we'll see now. On Shemini Atzeres, it's a Chedi Yichud. If Pesach is the later, the birth of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's see. I don't want to go. Let's not do. Maybe we'll look in another piece here. The next piece he brings, we've still got another 2 days. The next piece he brings, he shows us beautifully how the whole year is one big step ladder. We'll see. So on Shemini Atzeres, Hashem says, it's just you and me. It's a Chedi Yichud. It was the later, and then Shavuos was the Chuppah, etc. And then you have Shemini Atzeres, was the Chedi Yichud. You know, all the guests stay outside. You go from the chuppah to the chedi yichud. At the chuppah, there are people and there's dancing and there's noise and there's bochrim. And then you leave them all outside. You go inside. You make sure there's nothing else in that room. You lock the door and then you're there alone. That's Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, we're going to a little private chedi yichud with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's where we are. Beyom ze yesh rak oilam echad. Ein taivas yesh rak es cheshek atayra. There's just all these is avas atayra. There's a yearning for Torah. We love the Torah, we dance with it. The Pella, we don't even learn it. The now's not the time to sit and learn. I'm not saying you shouldn't learn on Simchas Torah, Chas v'chalila, there's time to learn as well. But that's not the Ikar Avoda. The Ikar Avoda of Simchas Torah is not the work, is not the learning. The Ikar Avoda of Simchas Torah is the dancing. There's a very interesting piece that was going around in the email from a Rav Avigdor Miller, from a shiur that he gave about dancing on Simchas Torah. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was going around. If you want, I'll ask Dovid Friedland to send it out. If we have time at the end, I'll read it to you. Beautiful little shtickle from a Avigdor Miller of the dancing. What's the dancing? It's the internalizing the song. You take one song and you internalize it each time you go around. It's deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper appreciation of this message. The halacha lemaisa of Shemini Atzeres is what? Avos HaTorah and dancing with the Torah. And I've heard many times that the dancing on Simchas Torah is actually, that's the Siyata Dishmaya if you're learning for the whole year. That's where you get the koyach to learn the whole year and to understand the whole year. It's mamash from the simcha on Shmini Atzeres of the Torah. There's no mitzvah, there's no lulav, there's no esrog, there's no even not even a rovers. I'm in the middle of a shia. Sorry, can you just hold on 1 second, Rabbi Sam? Sorry. I apologize. Whoa. Sorry, real boats will rock. Sorry about that. Oops. What's going on here? Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. So that's Shmini Atzeres. So that's the step ladder that we've been climbing from Pesach to Shavuos. You go through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur before the Chuppah. You have to do Tshuva. And then you get to Sukkot, which is the Chuppah, and then you get to Shmini Atzeres, which is the Cheder Yichud. Purim and Chanukah, the two Derabbanans, we'll have to see how they fit into the Ma'arechet. Unbelievable. Purim and Chanukah and Purim also have a lot to do here. But that's essentially the avoda of Sukkot, and ultimately going into Shmini Atzeres. The transition, by the way, from Shmini Atzeres, from Sukkot to Shmini Atzeres, begins on Hoshana Rabbah. I might have mentioned this the other day. We'll just talk about this, and then tomorrow we'll look. In the next piece here, he has a lovely piece that just goes through the whole Ma'arechet of the year. He explains how Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the five derises, how that represents a climbing. A stepladder where you elevate yourself through five different dynamics of each chag having its own unique dynamic, but they're not five independent things. They're one whole system with just five parts. It's like a stepladder. It's very, very beautiful because we just see the Jewish years like little bits and pieces. You know, there's Pesach and then there's Shavuos. There's a little kesher between the two. Yeah, there's Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ma'amar Kesher, and then you forget about Chagim for a while, and then suddenly it's Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and that you have to deal with, and then afterwards you forget about Rosh Yom Kippur, and then you dive into Sukkot. And then Sukkot is finished, and then there's sort of Purim and Chanukah that don't really have anything to do with each other, and then you're back to Pesach again, and you know, there we go, doing it again. That's not the way it works. You have 1 year in which to go through these different spiritual growth spaces that you need to go through, and that's very beautiful the way he does it. It changes one's whole perspective of how one looks at the Chagim. Heard that from me many times, and that really, really changes the way you look at the Chag, because you see how each one's building to the next one and how each one fits in and connects to the next one. Who would have thought that on Pesach we'd be going through Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot under Corona as well? Somehow Hashem seems to want us to go through all the Chagim under Corona. You know, we just thought it happened to be a coincidence. It's just like, whatever, it started, it was near Pesach, whatever, but then it'll be over, and then it's finished, and then we'll get back to normal. And it seems Hashem wanted us to go through Sukkot also under Corona, and also Rosh Hashanah, Yom Yom Kippur. Somehow there's an avoider here. That's a whole discussion on its own. A person has to be thinking about this. Is Hashem wants something from us here? Now, what he wants, I don't know, but the Metziah tells you, gives some indication of what he wants here. You know, the shuls were closed for Pesach, then they were open again, you know, and then they got closed again, and then you had to go through Sukkot with shuls closed. And Shavuos was a bit of a gray area. Some people did daven inside, some people didn't daven, but it was still pretty, you know, it wasn't posh or whatever. And then you had to go through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening on your own and whatever, and now Sukkot. And there's a whole marechet here. It's not just coincidence, you know, it's not just because Mizrara B'yut messed up, so now we're back out of the shuls. There's Hashem running the show here. You know, don't get caught up by being distracted by the stick. You know, there's a hole handing the stick. There's a hand holding the stick. Obviously, there's an avoider here. An avoider seems to be connecting very closely to the chagim, you know. It could be that the government are a bunch of rishoyim and they're doing a dafka because of the chagim. I don't know. I don't nichnas to those. That's not my business. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I know that Akash Baruch Hu runs the world, and then Akash Baruch Hu is doing what he's doing, you know. So we have to do something with that. Anyway, interesting. Anyway, I just want to point this out. Rav Pinchas Zatzal spoke about this once. I heard this from him, and it's in the Sefer here somewhere. We mentioned it, I think. Remind me. I don't know if we mentioned it, but you'll see that the transition from Sukkot into Shemini Atzeres takes place on the morning of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is Sukkot, and all the mitzvahs of Sukkot still apply. You go to shul in the morning. You take lulav and esrog, the raisa. You're doing the rabbanon, but the mitzvahs from the Torah. And then in mid-morning, in the middle of the davening, we put on the lulav and esrog, and we pick up the arovas. Now the arovas, are the lips. The arovas are the mouth. The hadassim are the eyes. The lulav is the spine. The esrog is the heart, and the arovas are the lips. And the Zohar says the arovas, when we beat the arovas, minag nevim, when we beat the arovas five times on the ground or whatever your minagim are, is like giving Hashem a kiss. That's what you're doing. You're giving Hashem a kiss. Right? Now, there's something very interesting about a kiss. You can't command a kiss. A commanded kiss is not a kiss. It's not a kiss. The definition of a kiss is something that comes from within me, an expression of love for another person. It's an intimate expression that comes from within me and goes to another person. If you command it, that's really not a kiss. It might look like one, but it's not, because a kiss has to be something that comes out of my own inner ava. So that's the shift on Hoshana Rabbah, is you're going from mitzvah to minag. Mitzvah is you do what you're told to do. Minag is you do things from your own volition. It means you've come to the peak of Sukkah. Sukkah, we said, was Tshuva Mi'ava. On Hoshana Rabbah, you reach the peak of that Tshuva Mi'ava, where you're just giving to Hashem what you want to give to Hashem, even though I never asked you to do it. And it's so precious to Hashem that Hoshana Rabbah can never fall on Shabbos. First day Sukkot can be on Shabbos and you won't take a lulav. And first day Rosh Hashanah can be on Shabbos and you won't blow shofar. But Hashem says you can never ever have Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos, because I'm not prepared to mevateh on the willow branches. That kiss the Klal Yisrael gives Hashem on Hoshana Rabbah, Hashem says that can never be on Shabbos, because you're not going to be able to do it, and I'm not going to give that up. That's not shofar you'll give up, and lulav you'll give up, but the Hoshanahs I'm not going to give up. The kiss that we give to Hashem on Hoshana Rabbah, that shatters the world. That takes care of everything. And from then on in, it's all minag. All the things we do on Simchas Torah is all minag. The dancing, the simcha, it's all minag. There's no mitzvah anymore. There's no mitzvah on Shemini Atzeres. There's no mitzvah. So that's the culmination. That's the peak of Sukkot, is where we express that the mitzvah has to stop. Kol zman it's a mitzvah, it's not your internal expression. For sure there's a part of that as well. I'm not saying not. But minag is completely not kosher to a tzivoy. There's no tzivoy bichlal. It's something klal yisrael mamtzid. Minag nevim. The nevim worked this out. Let's say you give Hashem a kiss. Let's say you want to give Hashem a kiss, you have to use a rovers. Amazing. Unbelievable what that means. I don't know. But that's what's going on Hoshana Rabbah. So that's like the beginning of going into the Cheder Yichud, which a few hours later we'll go into Simchas Torah, into Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. But that's already started. That process already started the morning of Hoshana Rabbah. And we sleep to Sukkah, in the Sukkah and Achinami. It's like a double day. It's the transition. There's bits of both worlds. And then Shemini Atzeres is Kuluminag, except for the few kabbonos we bring, which is very little. We bring almost nothing. Parechad, Eilechad. That's all. Instead of the Shivim Poros, we bring Parechad, Eilechad. That's all we bring. Suda Katana. Little Suda, private, intimate Suda between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shemini Atzeres. Okay, so that's the Marechet. That's some of the ideas we've seen here. And Beis Hashem, tomorrow, if you want, tomorrow and Friday, if you want, we can. We don't have to have a Vav tomorrow. If you don't want, I know guys are busy, but if you want, we can. Can tomorrow, and we'll have to see. I'm not sure what's Hoshana Rabbah. Don't forget what's with davening and whatever, what time, how, who, nets, not, whatever. We'll have to tomorrow. Let's think about it. I'll try and find out. I don't know what you guys are doing. There's you learn through the night, you don't learn through the night. Everyone's got his own stuff. Hoshana Rabbah can be a late morning, so let's see. But tomorrow, with your permission, if you want, I'm happy to. Here's a nice piece here just explaining how the whole year, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, how that creates a ladder, and he just builds a very nice picture here, which is it's important to know. So we finished the piece on Sukkot. Maybe tomorrow we'll just look at the Marechet of the year, how the day, how the world, how the year is built together through the Chagim. A very, very nice piece, very useful. very practical. The Seder, any questions or whatever, with pleasure. Otherwise, tomorrow at 10.
Monday.
I'm sorry about Monday night, the Shara B'Tochen, Rav Shmuel, the Shara B'Tochen. Was supposed to go an email out to say that it was cancelled. I couldn't give the shiur that night. And I forgot to tell Dovid to send out an email. So there's a bit of confusion. I apologize. I'm going to also, because of the security settings that have changed on Zoom, I'll send out a new password. The password there that we have is crazy. I never looked at it and it wasn't relevant. But now that we have to use it, we'll use the same password, 613613 throughout. But I just have to change the settings for that shiur. This shiur, I've changed the settings and I don't suppose anyone's having problems getting in unless you're trying to use the old password. But on the new password, I think it's working. And for the Vaad, the Chovas HaLavavas Vaad next week, Bezrat Hashem, we'll have one. I'll set out a new set of a link with a new password. Okay. Take good care. Have a good moed. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.
Yom Tov to everybody.
Good moed.
Good moed.